Hi, this is Aaron, and you are listening to Family Rides Together. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us on Instagram at Family Rides Together so you can know exactly when we post the next podcast. Also, if you want to see some unbelievable art and animations, you can follow Alan's Instagram at A Ghost Full of Sugar or his TikTok at Ghost Full of Sugar. And lastly, the music you hear before and after every episode is done by an amazing artist named Mac Zaidi, who you can follow on Spotify, Instagram, or YouTube. Now sit back and enjoy the chaos that is Family Rides Together.
So wet. Right.
That's like our third time listening to it because
I'm gonna get so wet.
Yeah, I laughed so hard. It was 27 minutes into this movie, and he says, "You're gonna get so wet," and I was like, "Am I all right?" Yeah. It took 27 minutes though for me to start getting wet.
That backdrop made me wet.
Eric, what?
The dry.
Yeah,
backdrop.
Eric, what did we watch?
We watch High School Musical 2 because I said we would, and we are, even though I think both of you really disliked the first one.
He's a man of his word.
yeah, exactly. And I wanted to... honestly, I just want to see if you guys think they are getting better or worse or what's improving and what's not improving. Because I've seen these like a million times.
They're just as upsetting. I mean, like, I wasn't angry. I wasn't as angry as the first one. The first one, I was very angry.
Okay. But the first 8 minutes, I was...
angry?
opening...
I was like, oh.
Back at it again.
Yeah. Okay, I was actually kind of glad that they started off with a song, though. I was just like, okay, cool. The song's happening. That's fine.
All right, go. Yeah. You like the song? What was...
Summer, song. Summer, summer, summer.
It's summertime.
What time is
living's
it?
Easy. Yeah, I don't remember how that
I don't remember
goes.
The tune. I just remember it was about summer.
I just remember it's really long. That
all of the every song is very long. Every song goes, I think, about 45 seconds
too long or a minute too
and
long.
And you like think it's about to end and you're like, oh no, it's a different beat now.
This movie is longer than the first one, right?
By 20 minutes.
Yeah, I looked at the... I was like, 2 hours? What the fuck?
Yeah, by like 20 minutes.
I was like, oh, 1 hour 30, cool.
That's what I thought it was going to
be
too.
Because, you know, I'm 8 minutes in. What? Buck 54.
Yeah, it was longer, and then they put in like, did they put in bloopers in the credits in the last one?
No,
the bloopers were not funny. By the way,
they weren't, and they were only with Troy and Sharpay.
That's true.
But they didn't have enough. I'm like, there was why you have two, three bloopers? That's it, and then cut it.
Yeah,
I'm like, you got more bloopers.
Well, you know what it is? Yeah. You know what it is? It's because this aired on Disney Channel. And so the credits for
really
TV
quick.
Are really fast.
Yeah, Disney Channel credits roll really quick.
So they just pick and chose from those and was like, these four. Just to put something there, just to be like, we were having fun making this.
Yeah, because those credits, they rolled up, you know, they like fast-forwarded like, that shit. Like, and they were like, Disney Jet! And they had the little Mickey Mouse ears in the corner.
And they're drawing the Mickey Mouse symbol.
And it's one of them doing it with like a fucking little fairy, like a little wand or something. They're like,
a little pixie wand. There's also a few moments in the movie where it fades to black and it's like cleared, like, oh, that's commercial break.
Yeah.
It's like, true, there's like two moments, I think, in the movie where that happens. And I'm like, oh, commercial.
So
we'll be right back to High School Musical 2. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
So this, honestly, it probably would have been better if I watched it on TV because I would have had a break from the movie for a little bit. I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, let's show me a fucking, Lego commercial. That's fine.
Hot Wheels, man.
Hot Wheels, yeah.
No, Polly
about?
Pocket.
Yeah. What am I talking about?
No, it would be like Bionicles.
Oh, Bionicles, maybe.
For me, it was
yeah.
a lot of Bionicles.
Dude, it'd be like four girl toys, and then one boy, you know, like, what the fuck? Or like a frisbee or something that's, you know, like unisex.
Or like,
you know?
A Nerf, like a Nerf, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess anybody can play with that, but I want, like, where's like a cool toy? Where's a cool, you know?
Yeah, those were more early. Yeah, those cool are more 90s, like early, yeah. 90s, or like 80s.
I mean, I love a frisbee, though. Frisbees are fun. If they showed me a commercial for frisbee, I'm like,
I'm not.
This
bad.
Is
I'm
what in. This is. That's just like a dog speaking. By the way, right now,
I love, like, a, I love a tennis
good,
ball. Though.
I love a good frisbee.
Yeah, I love a. Ooh, ooh, I just want to get my teeth on.
bacon strips. Your bacon.
Oh,
strips.
Yeah, that would have been a commercial. All right. So this.
Oh no.
So this movie starts. What, like, a couple weeks after the last movie?
No, I think
a month?
No, I think it's junior. It's
it's another year.
Junior year.
A year has passed.
The third one is senior year, so I think a whole year jumps. They just don't ever. They don't say.
Oh, because it definitely feels like it's not. Because she says, Sharpay says, like, the whole school body, like, took over my town, like, took over my show. All this
stuff. Well, they mention a winter musical that has happened since then, and we didn't see that.
Yeah,
what we saw was the.
I think it was a half a year.
Something musicale. I can't remember. It wasn't the winter one. It was like spring or something.
I think we're skipping junior. I think we skip junior year if the third one's senior year.
I think
junior
this
year
is junior year. No, I think this is the summer for junior year, and then the third one is senior.
The third one's senior year.
Oh, really? I thought it was college. Don't they have
got
college
it.
No, this isn't Saved by the Bell. It's
by the way, this felt like Saved by the Bell.
The movie's literally called High School Musical 3 Senior Year.
Oh, yeah. I guess it can't be college because it's high school.
Yeah. College Musical 1.
Oh, right. Yeah.
they
College Musical.
This movie 1. Did feel like Saved by the Bell, though, because Saved by the Bell had a summer set of episodes where they all worked at a like a fucking what's the word?
Golf course.
Country club.
Oh, they were
a country club on the beach.
There's no way they didn't know that.
And,
Kenny Ortega definitely had a Saved by the Bell love or some
club.
Something like that.
Yeah. So yeah, this one definitely it felt like I was watching cringe Saved by the Bell, except for Saved by the Bell with songs, because
yeah, and there was a
well
weirdly,
actually Saved by the Bell does have songs sometimes, but
weirdly there was a lot of moments where Troy just like paused time itself and he kept walking up to the camera talking to us. It was really weird.
Yeah.
I was like this is eerily familiar.
That would have been funny if he did pause it. No one pauses time, unfortunately. But I will say, there's so many times in this movie where I wanted to see, like, the other person that was hired at this country club that wasn't from the Wildcats. That was
you
like,
see
who
in
the,
you
that
see
was like,
in the background.
That was just like, what the fuck is going on right now? Who the fuck are all these people? I just wanted a job over the summer.
You see them in
the
background.
And the whole high school is.
Oh, you mean like another high schooler?
Just another random person that was hired.
Well, okay.
Or like a 45-year-old dude is the only job
he
could get.
In the kitchen. So when they get hired and they're put into the kitchen.
Yeah.
You see in the background some of the other cooks are like 30-something-year-old dudes or early 40s. They've got like, they're way older, but then they're involved in the songs and dancing with them. And I'm like, who's that guy? I'm like looking at him like, that's not a wildcat. Yeah. Get out of here.
Are the kids ever visibly freaked out? They do kind of side-eye him?
Huh? Yeah, and he's like.
He's like grinding.
Clearly older man. Yeah, grimy, dirty.
No, grinding.
He's grinding one of the younger girls. Or something.
He's probably grimy, yeah.
Grinding all the girls.
He's like, fuck yeah.
He's like, hey, Taylor.
Yeah, they just bust the song. I could see Will Ferrell in an SNL skit.
Oh, being the other person.
Oh, my God.
Dude, they show. Oh, my God.
Stopping
actually,
it?
That like, would. Did they ever do
or
that?
Or do Edit Weird Al
I feel like
into
Zac
the background?
I feel like Zac Efron hosted SNL at some point. I'm sure they did a High School Musical sketch. They had to at some point. Yeah.
Well, when Zac Efron did
host, right?
Host.
I'm sure they had to do it.
I'm sure they
him
had.
Or
I'm
Vanessa
sure.
Hudgens.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
I'm sure.
No, I'm sure.
No. I'm sure. And he was probably shirtless.
He was shirtless a lot in this movie.
He was.
Because he's fucking ripped.
He's very fit.
And I'm like, how?
He's a thin ripped guy.
Get those
in this movie,
titties,
and then,
dude.
Hey, get them titties, bro.
Now
and at one point, Chad flicks his titty.
Does he?
Yeah, when they're arguing with each other in the kitchen, he like hits him like that, and
he
like flicks his boob, and I was like, "Whoa, boob flick!" So I was like, "He just wanted to get it."
They have a whole bean dip song.
Hit a little hint.
Bean dip,
bean dip, bean a dip, dip a dip, bean in a bean a dip,
dip those beans in the dip.
Oh my god. Yeah. So the movie starts off. I mean, they all get a job at a country club in the middle of Arizona. Clearly,
Arizona.
They're in Arizona.
Yeah, it's Arizona, man. They mention Arizona.
Do they?
Times.
Yeah. I thought they lived in Albuquerque.
Albuquerque. Oh yeah,
it's New Mexico.
But don't they
motherfuckers?
Say
motherfuckers? Oh, U of Arizona.
That's where the dudes are coming from. U of A. Yeah.
I'm fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah,
I'm gonna.
This is like
quit.
Harry Potter.
It's like Harry Potter. What?
Yeah. Where they come from? The other
school.
Oh, this is the other school.
But yeah, they didn't come from New. They didn't come from New Mexico. God damn it! You're right. It's Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Kill yourself.
Come on, Aaron. It's not like I haven't seen these. Quadruple the amount of times you guys have.
Yeah, flog yourself. Rochambeau yourself.
So,
pull your fingernails.
So they
off.
All get. Yeah, so they're so all they're, looking for a job for the summer, and then they get hired at a country club.
They all get hired accidentally.
But the only reason they get hired is because.
Yeah, what? Okay, what is up with Sharpay all of a sudden having a fucking boner for Troy?
She did in the first one.
Yeah.
She did, yes.
But it wasn't as emphasized. But and also, she was like nice at the end of the first one. And then she's a bitch again.
They
in
didn't
that.
Show the
and
boner
nice
as much.
End.
Yeah. But it,
as they did in this
no,
one.
No, and then at the end of this one.
The there's a few boners in this.
Then they only have. And then in the first one, they like had Zeke talk about Sharpay multiple times. And then at
Zeke
the end,
has.
And then at the end, he was like, hey, Sharpay, I like you. And then she was like,
yeah,
whatever.
You know,
and then she
dance.
Kisses him in the after credits.
Yeah, she kisses him in the after credits. And then in this movie, Zeke's all excited that they're going to be working at a place with Sharpay.
But then they don't have any moments or scenes.
Until the very end of the movie where they're dancing and holding hands together.
Yeah, where's the consistency?
Makes
where's
no
the
sense.
Character growth? Where's the movie? None of, like Sharpay doesn't have character. I thought she did at the end of the first one. But
they
then
should have hired another.
Awful again.
They should have had a new person come in, a.k.a. the cameo in the final moments of the movie. She should have Miley Cyrus.
She
should have been the other person that like kind of likes Troy
and she
and
can
is
actually
bringing
sing.
Her away. Miley Cyrus was a cameo. Did you see Miley Cyrus? Did everybody see Miley
no.
Cyrus?
No.
In the pool dance scene, they cut to a girl and a guy for like a good like 5-10 seconds.
She's in it,
and Miley Cyrus is dancing.
Really?
And I looked this up. And
I mean, at the time
Conscious,
she was in Disney, she was doing Hannah Montana.
She was voted by the fans. To make a cameo in the movie, and
because of
cameo.
Hannah Montana.
Wait, you caught this? Like you saw it?
It was at the very end of the movie. I was watching,
and
the movie.
You were like, "Wait a minute, pause. Let me look this up."
I paused
really?
It and was like,
know.
"Is that Miley Cyrus?"
That's
and I looked
crazy.
It up.
Crazy! I missed it completely.
Yeah, she's at the very, very end of this movie, and like just for like a split second, she's got brown hair, like long
where
brown
they're
hair.
Like, it's finally summertime.
It's during that song. Yeah.
No. What's the one?
I don't
like,
remember that song.
Summer loving happened so fast.
They mention Grease. In this movie too,
they do. Yeah, who mentioned? Who says it?
Sharpay tells Ryan that you were only supposed to watch the Wildcats, not turn them into the Cats of Grease.
Into the Cats of
Grease, yeah.
And I think Sharpay doesn't like Zeke that much because of his fashion sense.
You mean he wears like a
it's like
scarf thing? But no, that's like
no,
a
no,
no,
scarf
no,
thing.
No. He wears like cut off. Yeah, he wears like. Extra large everything.
They're huge, yeah.
He's a big
totally.
Dude, though. He's
for
a
no
tall,
fucking
they're like, it's
no.
so big,
no.
like, on the sides. Yeah, no, no. totally.
Yeah,
I noticed
his
that.
His shorts, like, might
crazy.
As well be pants. Yeah, I don't know why they're so
his
long.
His shorts might as well be pants.
Your but shorts like, might as well be pants, bro.
But they're like JNCO jeans.
What the heck?
You know? You're like, what? But they're basketball shorts. And you're like, why?
JNCO?
Why, dude? That's,
what like, is that?
Oh, JNCO jeans?
No,
oh, I'm dating that? Myself. It's like, it's like these big.
I don't know what that
it's
is.
It's like those jeans that just are really big. You know, they like cover your whole foot.
They're from the 90s? Or...
Right, we pulled up
those.
A picture of JNCO jeans.
Joe, that's kind of what that girl at my work was wearing.
JNCO jeans.
But it's not, obviously, not that extreme. Not parachute jeans.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really gross. I don't know why
I hate it. Horrible style.
Please look at
you guys
JNCO
all
jeans.
A pair of yeah, JNCO jeans.
Burn them
in
front of you.
For your birthdays this year, JNCO jeans.
It's like Oliver G.
And you'll
wears
have forgotten about
video.
This comment until then. Like it'll be September and you'll be like, what the fuck are these? And I'll be like, you remember that episode that we recorded?
I will
in
never
January?
Wear that. It will take up space and build dust until it crumbles into ash.
Okay.
Whatever. Or you could wear them like a Viking until they fall.
No!
<off.
laughs> Sleep in them?
Yeah.
You messed up. So yeah, I just had that issue with Zeke and Sharpay not being, not even talking throughout the, at all in the movie.
It is odd.
Wait, one more thing that he wears, those cut off sleeveless, like the shirt is like really big, and he just cuts off the arms, kind of like a Goku.
Yeah, like near the it's near the end of the movie, or no, it's a basketball scene or whatever. They walk out or whatever, wanting to play basketball.
Yeah, I think it just like doesn't fit his frame. It looks really weird. I don't know.
Hey man,
he's got he's got no neck. You're right,
and it's really wide lower shoulders.
You're like, dude, you don't have a neck. You can't afford to be wearing such baggy.
I love to bake.
Oh yeah, he loves baking. Which he never.
I don't understand.
He never.
They all get
gives a baking.
Here's
thing.
What I don't understand. They all get hired.
Yeah.
At this place, right?
Accidentally,
because
he gets Troy gets hired on purpose.
Troy, yeah,
okay, but everybody else gets hired.
Sharpay's family owns this country club.
Yeah.
She finds out he's looking for a job, so she has the manager of the place call him and get him hired, and then he's like, okay, can my friends also get
can
hired?
Everybody
there too?
At the high school work.
Hires like his entire group. Like
fire
20
every,
plus people.
Fire everybody that was working at the country club and get all of my friends.
I don't know. Yeah, a whole basketball team plus the chemistry.
Plus the chemistry class.
Plus the music.
The musical.
All the musical people.
Drama
plus
the
club.
One girl that really likes hip hop. That she's also
she's
gonna
in
be,
the drama
she's
club.
Also going to be brought. Yeah. And then my girlfriend.
And all these people just have in
your
common
girlfriend?
That they're willing.
No. Vanessa Hudgens. His
oh,
girlfriend.
Oh, I was like, Michelle's in this?
Yeah. Wait, I thought you were saying Vanessa Hudgens is your, like.
She's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's my ideal girlfriend.
Your Hollywood girlfriend.
She's
like,
my Hollywood girlfriend.
Oh, my TV girlfriend. Which she's the worst actor, by the way. I just can't say. And her
really
fucking
bad in this.
Barbie doll.
She's
know,
in this
voice.
Barely.
I don't know.
I feel like she's barely in this.
Her and Zach are just so terrible. And Corbin Blue's terrible. And honestly, Ashley Tisdale is the best actor.
Oh, you want
Sharpay.
Okay.
She's the best actor in the whole fucking movie. Yes, she's committed to being a fucking bitch.
Yes.
And she nails it.
Yeah.
In every scene, she steals the scenes every time she's in them.
So the story is
literally
better because the
it's
bad guy
fully
is
fully focused
good.
On her. Yeah.
But like the way she says some of the lines, you're just like, oh, wow. Like, okay. I can't even think of one, but I was like,
the way she says, like, hey, Troy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, wow. Like, that was a choice. Like, that's pretty
hey, Troy.
Good. Like, she didn't have to. She didn't have to say it that way. She could have, because I was saying some of the lines in my head, like, reading, you know, as if I would have read them. And I'm like, oh, well, yeah, she changed it. There was a scene where she...
Al downloaded the script and was reading the script.
Oh, no,
by
it's
himself.
A funny scene because she has, like, a drum roll before... Like, drum me at... No.
Wait. Oh, I laughed at that scene, too. Actually, where she goes, give me a beat. And then she walks out to the beat.
There's that scene. Yeah, there's a scene where she's holding her dog and talking to the... her, like, I don't know, lap dog guy that just trying to keep the his job.
The manager.
Yeah, and...
Mr. Fulton.
Fulton. Is Fulton?
His name's Fulton.
Kind of like Bolton.
Go
oh,
on.
Yeah, Fulton Bolton. No, that's it. Goodbye.
Oh, okay. There's a scene where they're talking, and he liked
it. I can't remember the line, because, you know.
Well done.
So, it was just a...
that's my favorite scene.
A dead end.
Whatever.
I felt like Vanessa Hudgens was barely in this movie. I thought she was second.
She kind of...
She was pushed back. Because
she disappears. Like, 40 minutes of the movie, she's gone, and I'm like...
She's very... She's just in the side. Like, she's not the main character in this movie. Like, she's... I feel like she was the main character in the first one. She's, like, a side character.
I feel like she was filming something else at the time, or doing something else, so then they could only get her for a certain amount of days.
Maybe.
And a majority of those are days where her and Troy getting write-ups for breaking the rules of the country club.
Actually... Just her. I feel like she just got the
write-ups,
well,
yeah,
right?
Because, well, Troy would get written up, and then What's-Her-Face would find out about it, Sharpay, and be like, no, remove that shit.
I
don't want him to get kicked out. I don't give a fuck about her.
I think they noted what was popular about the first one. Like they
Which
had,
was Zac Efron's body?
Yeah, they go, for
triple
some
that.
I don't know how they, how they'd know this, but they figure out, you know, like, oh, shit, Sharpay spiking really hard on our, you know, popularity scale.
Well, you know, and, MySpace, people were on their MySpace at the time.
And Troy. And people posted them. You know, and so then they can write it around that, which is probably why they brought her. I mean, I guess.
It's probably like depending on merch that was bought, and then they probably base it off of how many listens to certain songs from the first movie were, like who, what songs were, you know, probably bop, 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 the top was
bop, ooh.
Up to she top had there.
Another, her and Ryan had another cringe-worthy song, though, in this one, the Hawaiian song.
It was another, white person doing another culture thing.
Oh, is that, that's why Troy didn't want to. She gave him the script.
Oh, he was like, I am not fucking singing
the Hawaiian song or whatever. Yeah, he was like, nope, nope, not doing it. That was when he looked in the camera and was like, nope, nope.
He's not. He's like, I did that bop, bop, bop song. I don't want to do this one.
This one? No, I'm not, implicating.
At least they weren't like, oh, what did they say in the first one? Like, what were they?
Yeah, they were very well. I don't know. They just hold on. Let me see if I can pull up some of this song wherever it is.
It's actually funny because it's like, oh, you know, they're hitting that trope of the rich white insensitive.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is a super common trope.
Which is funny because the parents don't seem to be that way. The dad and the mom seem actually are nice. Like the dad is very nice.
Yeah.
Like the dad arrives on a helicopter and you're like, oh, this guy's gonna piece of shit. And he's like, how you doing, everybody? Oh, my family, I love you. He's very supportive.
They give them everything they want, so then they become bratty.
That's true, I guess.
Children. Except Ryan. Ryan's not really. Ryan's just like sort of. Is an asshole when Sharpay wants him to be an asshole. But then he's like, in this movie, he's trying to figure out who he is as a person.
I think Sharpay got wrapped away from with her. Like the wrong Paris Hilton.
She looks like Paris Hilton. Yeah. She reminds me so much of Paris Hilton.
And that was popular at the time. So she was just probably watching a lot of, you know, media or something. You know,
she's also got Ashley Tisdale. Well, it's funny too because she plays this character, right?
Yeah.
And then at this time, she was also doing Sweet Life of Zack and Cody on Disney Channel. And in that show, she is the opposite of this.
Yeah.
She's like, she works at the hotel.
Yeah.
Which is like a joke on, it's a joke on the Hilton hotel because the. There's like a rich.
Oh damn! Her whole career is Paris Hilton,
but it's like she's not.
That's why she was typecast.
It's like no, but she's not that
she's
character.
Not the Paris Hilton
she's
character,
not the Paris Hilton character. She's just.
I get it.
She's like a person who lives in like shitty, like, you know, she comes from like nothing, and she's just sort of working this job, and she's just like all attitude, just sort of like, you know, whatever. And then there's the Paris Hilton character. In the show.
Which is what's her name?
They're kind of like frenemies. They like butt heads because she's constantly making fun of her for being like a prissy rich girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this, that's what she is. She's playing the prissy
rich girl. How ironic.
It's Brenda Song. Brenda Song plays.
Brenda Song is London Tipton. That's
right.
What it is.
I remember that.
And what is her name? Maddie. That's what it is in the show.
Those kind of. The Zack and Cody kids kind of look like our cousin. A little bit. Anyway,
okay.
Our cousin Jason.
Yeah.
So,
all right, I'm gonna play a little bit of this song.
Okay.
This is unlike
Uma song.
Yeah, this is in like the middle of it. I don't know where we're at.
What's happening at this point in the movie is
you don't. All right, here we go. Here we go.
Tell me not to.
She dreams of a boy who is under a spell that has left him all wet and scaly.
Yeah,
sing from my heart the power of love, just a girl with a ukulele. Come to me, my sweet one, and be still. I'll grasp your tail and stroke each tender gill. My sweet prince. Hum hum nuka nuka abawa ah. Makahiki malahini hoo. Hum hum nuka nuka abawa ah.
Ooh. At least I know, like, Disney's not
going to give us a strike. How wanna waka 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 nikki poo poo poo. Now this is where we...
poo poo poo. yeah, you know, and that would be hilarious for kids because they're like, poo 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 poo.
Yeah, but I remember...
What'd you say,
when this came out, no one talked about this song ever. I didn't. It was no one ever talked.
No one
about
should
it
talk
or...
about this song. It's not. It's memorable in the sense of the cringe, and the same thing with the first one.
Well,
like,
yeah, but
But, yeah, but the song that everyone talked about was the Zac Efron golf course song.
I told you that
that's
was...
That's what everyone talked yeah. about.
Oh, really?
And it was fucking hilarious. Yeah. Because, well, people honestly, like, that's the younger kids, song. They unironically loved it. And then, you know, me seeing it, I'm like, this is horrible.
Yeah.
But I love it because it's horrible.
Yeah, this is his Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 3 Venom song.
We'll get
song.
To it. We'll, yeah. we'll play it at some
well,
point.
Well, not the poo-poo song, but the...
no, it's... no, it... I remember, though, when it came on, though, while I was watching the movie, I was like... I told Eric before, I was like, this one was memorable. Like, that one
Which
was...
Which one? The Hakaniki Makamiki?
Well, this one, too, obviously. But I mean, like, no, the song the at the end, course. Where the golf course, the whole scene... Oh. Is very, I might not remember the words, but I remember
we'll
this, I remember the scene, it's like everything about it is just very, and also it goes on 45 seconds
it's
too long.
It's so long. It's so long, and it's just him spreading his arms out, casting spells, and doing magic with his hands and his flourishes.
True. Oh, it should have like an After Effects.
Yeah, we were saying that we should edit it and put
It's so good. And another one that I really love is when they do the song inside the kitchen where they're like banging the pots and the glasses because it's horrible.
No, it's a bad song.
It's so bad. And people have edited it online where they've taken out the music and just like they're like this scene but with no music and real audio. And so it's just them like their feet
I think I
itching
can find
their,
it.
Or making noises on the ground. Just clunk, clink, bang, bang, bang. You know, just so fucking. You're looking it up.
I want to know if the Hawaiian.
I'm trying to remember what that song was, though.
That Hawaiian song.
I hear it goes. But it sounds
like
realistic.
Is like actual Hawaiian words.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Wait, what?
So this is.
This is what I was
so
talking
we're listening. So what we're listening to right now is the song that's in the kitchen.
Without the music.
But without music.
Foley work.
Let's work it!
It's basically stomp, High School Musical stomp. Just wasting so much pepper. That dude hit his head. What?
No.
I like that last little part.
No.
No.
No, yeah,
but
that's,
even that
that's great.
Scene,
oh, that's all I thought of, by the way, is because I had seen that before the movie.
And even that scene, even in the movie with the music, it's still bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's still... Sounds really
no,
because
you can hear those beat, those like,
you can hear all yeah, that it's stuff. So bad. What the fuck? I don't know what the. I'm trying to think of the good, the like not good, but like the catchier songs in the movie, which are like
the catchiest song was whenever they referenced the song from the first one, like whenever Vanessa Hudgens was her song, and then
I can go my own way,
and then he
that's
starts,
what it sounds like,
and then he starts singing the song from the he starts singing a song from like the first I think it was from the first movie or whatever, or
he references two songs in one sentence,
yeah,
not in a song, but he says what is it. Oh, God, it's in that kitchen scene. No, what is it? I can't remember.
Okay.
Man, we really can't remember things about this movie.
Oh, I did my notes.
We are horrible.
Oh, man, we're remembering.
Well.
All right, what do you got, Al?
Nothing.
Oh, then what the fuck?
No, I was trying to think. Oh, what the fuck?
Go on.
All right, anyway.
no, trying to figure out if those... Words were real, the Hawaiian words.
And are they?
I don't know how to look it up. What do I ask?
You look up the Uma Uma High School Musical 2 song, English translation.
Oh, you're right.
Huma Huma Nuka Nuka.
Okay. Ooh, song meaning. Okay, here we go.
I got this. I'm going to look up High School Musical 2 quotes. That's how I'm going to find that one.
Okay.
So Huma Huma Nuka Nuka is a reef triggerfish.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I have a feeling...
Because like, she's singing about a fish in the song, so that actually makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not like made up shit. That's I'm trying to distinguish if it's truly offensive, right? Because if people just go, that's offensive because they're white and singing Hawaiian words, then it.
Yeah.
If the words are made up, then it's truly offensive, yeah. I believe.
It's just the Hawaiian name of a triggerfish. That's what it is. But,
right. So, but if the words aren't made up,
I don't think it's offensive because of that. I think it's offensive because it's horrible. Like, it's just a bad song.
It's offensive to the senses. Yeah.
Not racially offensive, just offensive.
To music and like stage stuff and to
I think that's the point. You know,
you're supposed to be cringed. Honestly, because of how she is and everything.
Yeah,
because like
you're literally watching Troy, and Troy is cringing.
Yeah, because she's trapped Troy there to try to get
really quickly.
Pants.
Really quickly, by the way, they were just at dinner. They were about to have dessert. Also, I think that that family, even though they have they like own the country club, they created the country club. I think they're the only members of the country club as well, until the very end of the movie when everybody is there for some reason. But at that moment when they're having dinner, there's nobody else in the country club except for them, which I found weird. Like, this is a very popular country club, right? And nobody comes there for dinner except for that family.
I feel like I don't see many people there, period.
Until the end of the movie.
Yeah, until the end where it's that big thing. Which, why the fuck would they have, like, a talent show? That sounds, like, so lame.
This is what people do. This
is
what people
do
that we
adults want to see is a talent show?
This is what they used to do, I think, back in the day, is just have talent shows. Everywhere. They used to always have talent shows. Both, what are you guys looking at? Both of you guys are on your phones.
I'm looking for that line, but I can't find it.
Okay, here we go.
So I'm just sort of in a perpetual state of insanity.
Well, that's
scrolling through my phone.
That's sweet, dude. I suggest anyone listening. Just
sweet. We're just all looking at our phones. Everybody
just
look at their phones.
Phone real quick.
Just silence. Ready? Silence.
Yeah, this says that the name is fish with a snout like a pig.
We're still talking.
A fish put together in
all right,
pieces
let's go to a different song
like a
here.
Jigsaw puzzle with a
What's,
face like a pig.
Who do you think was the character that really peaked for you in this one? Do you have a favorite besides like not acting wise, but maybe like arc wise?
I think the problem is
anybody that stood out for you?
Well, I mean, it's only Ryan, but I think
he's the only one that
has. Yeah, that has an arc. Everybody else, I feel like, is the same.
It's true.
Ryan's the only one that changed. Well, I hope changes.
Well,
I don't know about the third
baseball.
Movie.
He certainly changed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's play some of that
Which
baseball
I think
song.
Is the best idea. Dance number.
Oh, they went all out. Also, I thought they were going to hit each other with their bats.
Oh,
at one
and
point.
The
I was like, oh!
And
like,
the song is probably the catchiest. What do you guys think? But it's like a Michael Jackson song.
It's the one that I could tell you. It feels like like Kenny Ortega put his most of his efforts into this one.
Don't bring
Kenny Ortega into this.
And that's the director.
All right, here we go.
And
here we go.
You know, he put a lot of his gay efforts into this one.
Also, this is what you were talking about when we were recording the first one. This is the scene you were talking about. How like you felt like there was a connection between Ryan and Chad
here,
and like you felt like they were going to mean something.
That's what
they were going to do something.
And some other people online think that too.
Yeah. Oh wait, hold on.
Where's that?
Oh no, there's audio. They're just doing the bat scene.
Oh yeah, they're groping. Top
that.
He's like, oh, alright.
Hey, pitcher.
Oh, yeah, right. Pitching and catching.
That's what I said, he's topping
but
him.
But he's not catching, he's the batter.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, what I'm saying is he's topping him with the bat, and now he's the pitcher, he's topping him.
Yeah. I'm gonna have this turned down a little bit so we can talk.
I got to just do my thing.
See, that's.
I'll show you that it's one and the same. Baseball dancing, same game. It's easy. Step up to the plate, start swinging. I wanna play ball now, and that's all. This is what I do. It ain't no dance that you
this
can
is what
show
I do?
Me.
Whatever.
Yeah. You never know.
Oh, yeah.
I know. You never try.
It is a trick. I feel like this is the best. You're right. This is like the best song.
It's the best song.
I'm telling you.
He's like, I know you're kind of in the dudes.
I feel like you could actually play this song in your car, like bumping it.
Yeah.
And people would be, you know, like you could slightly like get away with it. People would be like, oh, what is that song? You're like, that's kind of catchy. I don't know.
Hey, bada bada bada. Sweet. Oh my my God.
It wouldn't be as obvious as that's High School Musical. What the fuck?
They'd just be kind of like, what's that cringe song he's listening to? Just like, they wouldn't think High School Musical, though. They'd be like, that song's kind of cringe.
No, they're like, that's the coolest Kids Bop song I've ever heard. Kids Bop Musical 3.
What I think Ryan's trying to tell him there is like, hey, I think you're like bisexual, dude.
No,
Ryan's like, I think I can feel it off of you. And he's just like, no, I'm not. And he's just like, are you sure?
I think he's saying that about himself. He's saying, I think I'm bisexual.
No, Ryan is gay.
Oh, wait, what's the other guy's name?
Chad.
Chad, yeah.
No. Oh, yeah, no. And then, well, I think Chad is like, he's trying to fight that.
Well, Chad's saying, look, dude, I can't do that when I'm surrounded by all these people because I was raised a certain way.
He's like, I don't dance. Well, he says, I don't dance, but then, but it's kind of weird because you have to think of it like meta-wise, like dance in the first
when
one,
they're, when
but
they're
it's not
dancing,
real dancing. It's like,
they're not,
they're not dancing. Yeah. That's a meta performance for the musical.
Yeah.
So
they're not actually dancing. Yeah. So we've never seen Chad actually on a stage doing any performance like, you know, Troy or Gabriella.
Yeah.
Well, performance, quote unquote. They just stood there in the first one and everyone loved it more than Ryan and Sharpay's, even though they put on a show.
Did you find it funny that, so in this baseball scene, everybody else is wearing baseball clothes except for Ryan, who comes in his clothes.
And look how gay that outfit, how he's looking in that. But Chad, look at what Chad's wearing.
Did you see the next scene, though?
Yeah.
What Chad is wearing.
Look at he's wearing his outfit.
They've switched clothes.
They swapped outfits, which means that they had to go get naked together.
That's what I'm saying. That's what my coworker went. Okay,
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, exactly. My coworker pointed that out to me a while ago. She was like, "And guess what? Right after that, they're wearing their clothes." Wearing, and I was like, "They fucked. Like they did some stuff."
Yeah, they had. I don't know what. I don't know what the fuck happened.
And what he's looking up in the sky. Ryan's like, "Wow, that was amazing." And he's like, "I'm about to eat this. I'm about to deep throat this hot dog." I think that's what Chad. Yeah.
No, and Chad, they always keep referencing how Ryan is gay in the movie because every single time his dad comes up to him,
he says, "Oh, turn your hat."
He says,
"Straighten your hat.
Straighten your hat.
Oh, straighten it. Yeah, that's right. Straighten it because he cocks it to the side, which is just weird. Anyway,
but I was actually kind of
gay.
Yeah,
because that's why gays wear their hats.
I always tilt my hat to the side. Yeah,
that's what started it. Gangsters were like trying. They were like
gangsters.
There you go. That's what it. That's what's.
I understand now. I understand.
Cock your head to the side, boys.
Isn't that crazy? Well, yeah. I'm glad you noticed that.
That is crazy.
I definitely noticed. I was like, and what? Why is he wearing his
clothes? Did you think what I said now made more sense?
It all makes sense. But at the same time, I was just like confused on, even if they are gay, why are they changing clothes? And like right after the baseball game.
Because it's the only way Kenny Ortega could get across this without blatantly going like saying gay. Yeah. Because in the third one,
they're not gay.
They're not. They never talk to each other.
They don't talk about
again.
They don't talk about it.
So I'm thinking Disney
just
probably
a high school
saw
phase.
This. So after this came out, I went, what the? Less on the gay shit. Like, we need to give, maybe, what's his face, a female love interest. And they did in the third one.
They give Chad.
They give Chad a female love
interest. I mean, if he's bi, then, you know.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't know. That's what I mean. Like, but why don't they ever interact again?
Chad's bi, but Ryan's is like,
Ryan's pure gay.
Ryan doesn't have a love interest ever in these movies, right?
Ryan, it's weird. They kind of give Ryan starts hanging out with Kelsey more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, those are two queer people.
Yeah.
Hanging out. There's no love here, but they kind of try to do
something.
Which
one's Kelsey? Who's Kelsey?
The other hat
She's
person.
She's the piano.
She is. She's in the background right there.
Both? Yes.
Yeah.
And both. She has a very awkward run during that baseball scene, too, I believe. It's just like she can't bend her knees. She's like running full speed, but doesn't bend her knees.
Hanging out with Taylor. Her and Taylor are going to get some.
Did you? I think Kelsey wears her hat slightly sideways as well. Sometimes.
Yeah.
That's how you seem cool, I think.
Those are the two characters that wear their hats, like, that wear hats all the time. And I'm tired of Kelsey wearing a hat because at the end of the last one, she doesn't wear a hat, right?
They take her hat off and they're like, "You're beautiful.
You're beautiful." Yeah. And then she's like, "I'm gonna put my fucking hat back on. I'm done." Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
she's like, I got a bald spot.
Yeah, I don't know why she's back to wearing a hat.
I'm genetic. A bald spot. I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
I'd say the other kid in this scene where the Chad and Ryan sitting at the table, he's like, fuck.
He's so awkward.
No, he's like, I saw some shit and I didn't, you know, I don't really know.
They're feeling each up. They're feeling each other up under the table, and I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Look at play the rest of the scene. What do they say to each other?
Hold on, let me see.
That was good.
I'll call that a little gay.
All right, here we go.
Oh my god!
No. He's talking. Okay,
what
talking,
does he say there?
He's talking about. He's talking about how he was.
Wait,
in
wait!
The
look
league.
What they're doing back in the background right here. They're making. They're making Illuminati OK signs.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my god! Oh okay. My god. Two of a businessman are like, yo.
So this is the UMA scene. All right, here we go.
Free Masonry. Right.
Oh wait!
I know it's coming right now.
Okay, so Troy calls.
So Troy calls them, and then they're all having a. They're all hanging out. All
right. So you call that a little game? Little League World Series, Newport, Rhode Island.
What did that even mean?
That's how he knows how to play baseball.
He used to play baseball.
That's how he knows how to play baseball.
He sucks dick.
Oh, wait, right?
he's like, I suck dick.
So
and then
awesome.
He's stroking his ball. He's rolling his ball. Look at that photo of Troy.
Yeah.
Ew.
Creep.
He looks like Phil Spector. What the fuck? Like this, he looks
odd reference, but
like
I believe
creep,
you.
Man.
Oh, my God.
His hair like, does get more and more permed and froed. Yeah,
it just swells in size. He looks
Also, okay. I like how Vanessa Hudgens' character. Why can't I think of her name for some reason?
Gabriella.
She does not get jealous at any point of Zac Efron of Troy hanging out with Sharpay. Like she's like, I fucking got Troy locked.
Yeah,
down.
Or as we call her, Sharpie.
Yeah, nice. That we do call her that. And then, but immediately Troy gets jealous of her hanging out with Ryan.
That scene?
Immediately, and it's like, what?
Well, it's not of Ryan. He gets upset at Gabriella for he's
every time he sees Ryan,
his own
he's
having all these weird feelings and shit like at this moment about not. You know, people hating him.
He's
and
being
him
put
not
under
being...
a lot of pressure.
Exactly. So then he's lashing out at Gabriella in this moment. And it's so fucking funny what he says.
Right,
the if you can find that.
All right. So she's
talking
about
the brownies when he mentioned.
Oh, yes.
Ryan mentioned.
I know what you're talking about.
How did you do that swing step you did last night?
That's easy.
All right. So they're dancing. Here we go.
It's basically because how she's treating him.
Oh, I love that look that Ryan's
on. Hey.
It's fun.
So I called last night. I got hung up at the gym.
Her face is the worst.
My dad says you're doing great with
she can't guys. Even act.
Oh, hold on.
She can't even react.
Hold on. With them is like being in another world.
Well, you missed out on a fun night.
It's
very good.
What?
But the dessert afterwards had to be the best part. Her mom makes the best brownies in the entire world.
I fucking
world.
Know her mom, okay?
Oh, wait, you
talked
over the line?
You
talked
over the line?
Go back! God damn it.
Hold on.
But the dessert afterwards had to be the best part. Her mom makes the best brownies in the entire world.
Yeah, I know. I've had them.
He's such a dick. Look at him. Look
I'll
at him. He's such
later.
A little... He's like a derpy little puppy. That's the face he's making. He's like...
No, I'm saying...
It's like two people who aren't that good at acting. It's like... They're not
this
that good
that
at Al's acting. And I mean Vanessa Hudgens gets better at acting later. Polar with Mads Mikkelsen. She's pretty good in that.
No, they both get better at acting
and
later.
And then
in
Zac Efron, I've seen him do better things, you know, so
it's also Disney Channel acting.
It's Disney Channel, it's like
the
directing.
Over the top. It's over the
like a musical, but it's on being recorded.
They're acting like it's a play. And like cause like even when like Zac Efron is like he's never looking straight at anybody. He's always
looks through them and down.
And off to this his body's shaped to this like his body is angled toward the audience.
Yeah, there's a lot of
which is weird always. His body's always angled toward the audience.
That's true.
And his head and he's like looking past their shoulder. It's like he's never looking
at
them.
They're showing so much thigh here. Jesus.
Oh, is this too much for Disney Channel? Vanessa Hudgens.
Jesus. No.
Cover your thighs.
They're showing a lot of Troy shirtless, so whatever.
It's above the knees?
These are more Troy shirtless than Vanessa Hudgens' you know, legs.
Yeah.
And I think it's just Kenny Ortega being like, for all the little gabies out there.
Yeah, that love this. That love this movie.
Drink every time Eric says Kenny Ortega.
I've said it three times.
Well, you're going to have three shots. Say it again, Eric.
Where's the... play the kitchen song. I want to hear that song.
Without
I want to hear the actual song, because I can't remember how it goes. And I want to hear the... No, oh, too far. Too far.
Yeah, I know.
Right,
I know
yeah, right there. No, right there. I needed Benjamins, but this ain't worth the stress.
Maybe there's a better way to fix this crazy mess. We throw a freaking neck. A well-oiled
machine, and we face up for problems. We didn't get any moment where she does hip-hop. I know it's a grind, but I'm sure we can find a way to have fun while we get this job done. We got to work, work, to work this out. We'll make things right. Look, he doesn't want to dance.
Yeah, basically 2 hours of terrible songs.
What, right here? Let's work it.
Lion sack of shit, Chad. And Chad continues his tradition, by the way, of wearing shirts with words on them. I don't know if anyone noticed.
I only saw one, and that was at the very end of the movie.
He wears one at the beginning.
He did it.
Yeah. He's talking about Ryan.
Yeah. He did it. That was the only shirt I saw that Chad wore.
He wears one at the beginning.
I did notice it was like super hard to relate to any character in this movie. I think in the first one, too, really. Because it's the experiences are not one that I personally had in high school. Any character in this movie,
yeah,
or the other movie,
you didn't have a bunch of people singing and performing songs.
Yeah, or just like a strong like identity or love interest or whatever, you know. It was like,
yeah.
So I'm like. The people watching this, there are those people that are like, yeah, I'm on the basketball team. I'm whatever, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there are people like me that are watching this that as kids, they like it. They're like, oh, yeah, I like it. But almost like they have to like it because it's just a new thing that they...
Yeah, that was popular, you know? Or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I definitely felt... So in the end of the movie, whenever he comes out and he starts singing the song... And then Gabriella comes from the back of the, you know, place and starts singing. It was definitely one of those moments of like, clearly they're the main character, but they think they're the main character in everyone's life. You know what I mean? All these people that don't know them, you know what I mean? They're like,
their whole world revolves around
these two people,
Troy and Gabriella.
Yeah.
And what they're going to do.
Yeah. And those people didn't realize it until that moment that, oh, fuck, my life revolves around those people.
I can't wait for you guys to see the third
one. They're the
main
characters. What am I doing?
Is going in the third one, because there is a really funny song.
I do believe, though, that choosing Gabriella is a bad choice over... Not maybe choosing Gabriella is a bad choice, but choosing to not, like, pursue U of A is a...
Because of... How his friends perceive him.
Yeah.
All he has to do is...
Talk to them.
All he has to do is talk to them, but instead he's just like, I'm just going to make a bunch of plans and not converse with anyone.
Yeah.
And then just hope, you know, and then... I don't understand that at all. Like,
Gabriella's friend, like, tries to stir the pot.
Oh, my God. I fucking said this before the podcast.
Yeah.
She does this in the first one, man.
Yeah, so...
Taylor. That's her name, right?
So they continue with that.
I think it is.
And she does that a couple times.
Fucking
like,
bitch.
I don't know. He seems to be in her panties.
He's fucking Sharpe.
Yeah. And what the fuck? And then Gabrielle is just like, meh.
She did the first one.
No reaction. Like, nah, he's good.
I thought they were going to do another thing where they record him
yeah.
saying some shit. that sounds sketchy or weird.
Oh, the
and
same
then,
movie?
It's yeah,
just
the it's
same
exact
movie?
Same as the
I
first
honestly
one.
Think that Gabriella is too good for any of these people, and Gabriella should...
She is your Hollywood girlfriend.
Well, no, Gabriella. Gabriella is too good for any of these fucking people.
She's pure of heart.
She needs to just leave.
She needs to go fucking read a book.
Well, okay, because
that's where she came from. She needs to go back. She hasn't read a book in fucking 2 years. She's a lifeguard now. Did she read a book
well,
on that?
Well, just for the summer.
Yeah.
Just for the
summer. She read a book for that. Out. Yeah.
Did she read a book for that?
I've got to read chemistry book. Yeah.
No, yeah, she's just, because she, the reason I even say she's too good for it, because she doesn't see the bad in, like, anybody. Like everybody else, like, sees negative, you know, in somebody or gets angry at people or whatever. And she's
well,
just,
she doesn't
like,
have trust issues.
She doesn't have trust issues. Even when she's leaving, she's like, look, you know, you should go do
I
your
want
own,
you to be happy.
You go do your own yeah, thing. Yeah. I'm going to go do my own thing.
Like, obviously her friend, which I don't remember her name, has, like,
Taylor
has abandonment issues and trust yeah. issues and stuff that stemming from her family upbringing or
and
so whatever.
And Chad yeah. is the same way, too. Chad is, like, constantly, like...
Upset
at Troy for just doing something different than hanging out with them.
Yeah.
And all Troy needs to do is, like you said, talk to Chad about it.
Talk to anybody.
Just talk about what's going on
He's
and how you're
talker.
Feeling.
He's and
I understand that when they try to... And they get a little tiff going. Fulton comes in. He's like, this ain't Dr. Phil.
No. And I under... Yeah. And oh, yeah. He says that. Yeah. And I understand also...
Say in a day spa.
The only thing that...
Oh, my God. Ew. His feet were out in the ice. I'm like, bro, you're in the kitchen. Yeah. What are you doing?
They use
Go
that,
to your room,
they
you freak.
That, they reuse those that ice, by the way.
Oh, my God. They're all eating in the kitchen. Like, all this shit that is just like a no-no. I'm like...
They
what is going on?
The only thing that the only scene that like made me go, oh yeah, Chad's got a point is the scene where Chad walks over to them and gives him his burger while Troy is talking to one of the basketball players.
He's just a dick.
And he's like, oh man, I forgot. And like Chad's like, oh, he's gonna introduce me to the basketball guy. And he's like, I forget you I asked for Swiss cheese on my fucking burger. And then Chad's like, fucking piece of shit.
I don't
and then
know
goes
why
back.
He just flips to being an asshole.
That's what, yeah, he just immediately switches to being an asshole. Mm. He could have just been like, oh, this is one of my basketball, this is one of the guys on
oh,
my team.
Is, yeah, I don't understand why
oh,
he's
by the
dick
way,
all of a
I
sudden.
Need cheese on my fucking burger. Take my burger back. Like,
oh, by the way, Chad, you forgot the fucking cheese.
Also, they would just bring him cheese, I don't think.
Knocks
I don't
the
think
burger
they would.
Out of his hands. Yeah.
They would just probably bring him some
damn,
cheese.
I wanted fucking cheese on that shit. Swiss.
Where's the fucking yeah. cheese?
Now pick this shit up. Anyway,
eat
back
it
to
off
this
the
club.
Floor.
Yeah.
This club is fucking really cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Back to talking about anyway. Golf to a basketball guy.
I don't understand. Well, Michael Jordan.
When did he become a fucking golf caddy expert? Just all of a sudden he was like, oh, yeah.
I don't know.
He was on the golf team, apparently.
Use your five iron. Five,
yeah.
Your
no, he goes, well, this is a slanty, slopey, sloop. Yeah, he's saying all that golf shit. I was like, wait,
golfy.
What the fuck?
A golfy movie.
Also, didn't he say he goes
another he, Disney Channel original?
He says, Fulton's like, you're caddying today for like $40 a bag.
Yeah, and he said, I would caddy for Godzilla. That's what Chad says.
And all I'm thinking
what
is,
does that mean?
I don't know.
It means that $40 is a fucking lot of money. To these,
but he's saying like $40
kid.
Bucks a bag, but it's not like they're not caddying for other people. They're caddying for just the Evans family.
No, and it should have been $40 a hole or something like that.
Yeah,
that made them all bonered or something like that. Fucking 18 holes. Let's fucking do it. You know, $40 a hole. Like, but it wasn't.
Maybe
it was
talking
40
about
bucks
40
bag.
Sack.
Talking about Ryan.
Maybe you're talking about 40 sack of weed.
40 yeah, 40. It's $40 a bag.
$40 a bag.
Fuck yeah, dude! I'm
I
cat.
Get blitzed with Godzilla for that.
Maybe that was the strain he was talking about. Godzilla.
The Godzilla strain.
Fucking do a bar grip of Godzilla for that.
Fuck it. We know that Chad is saving up for a car.
Yes, oh he talks God. About it.
Okay, this all,
multiple times.
Like I said, this all comes into. This all, the third movie, we're going to get more car shit. We're going to get more job shit. We're going to get some college shit.
Does it turn into Tokyo Drift or something?
No, the third one is my least favorite.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember a single song from that one. At least I can remember some parts moments. Of this one. The third one, I only remember one scene because it's so hilarious.
Okay.
Not on purpose. and it's you'll know when I'll make you guys watch it.
Did you guys notice?
I'll make you guys watch.
Did you guys notice Chad's fuck up in the end of the movie?
You it nearly got him fired.
So at the end of this movie,
I did some research.
I'm gonna. Right.
Whoa! What happens? He takes his pants off.
Yeah.
Hey, whoa! He's copping a feel there on Hutchins.
Chad's. Yeah, I know. I paused it at a moment where it looks like they're fucking on the bridge.
Oh my God! Bad. It does.
That was my bad.
I just don't belong.
They're fucking on this bridge. If you pause it at 124:32. Fuck yeah.
You're
going
to get a nut off.
Go to this movie, Disney Plus, go to 124:32, and you'll know what we're looking at right now, and it's fucking hot. All right.
Why are you saving that as your background?
All right. Watch Chad as he walks up to the microphone.
Also, you can point out Miley Cyrus for us.
Oh, yeah. I will point out Miley Cyrus. This is the final song. We'll talk about other stuff, but I for
Millie
some reason
Bobby
just
Brown
thought about
too.
This right now. All right. So I'm going to turn it down, but watch Chad.
Bones.
Watch Chad.
You fucking failure.
His fucking drop the microphone.
Wait, go back.
His
I missed it.
Oh, you weren't looking at Chad. I told you. Watch Chad.
I got
Chad.
Distracted. I'll crush the ball.
All right, here we go. Watch Chad. Now 145, 30.
Oh, there he is.
Drummer fucking. Okay, he knocks a little bit. Oh, my dude.
Oh, my God.
And Sharpay laughs at him.
Yeah, Sharpay
laughs. Yeah, she does. He's like, how are you fucking idiot?
I don't know. We're gonna have to watch a lot of this in order to find Miley Cyrus. I don't remember exactly what she's at.
It's like nobody can get past their throat in singing. Like it just stays there. It's like they're yelling. It's like they're belting, but it never hits the belly. Like nothing ever gets deep and gets really like belted out.
I need to get some songs. Ryan and maybe Corbin Blue.
Like the sound of it, though. The sound is just like...
Altogether,
it
yeah.
It just feels held back so much. You're like, that's why it reminds me of Kids Bop.
Oh my God. That everyone's like dance moves is so bad. Yeah, My Hero Academia.
Hell yeah. I think we're just watching the whole thing. I'm gonna mute it and I'm gonna fast forward to Miley Cyrus real quick. Just
okay, yeah, find us Miley McCyrus.
Let's
she's
see
in
here. She
one of this
is
parts?
At. Yeah, there's a scene where they cut to people on the side.
Oh, is it one of these people?
No,
sploosh!
Oh my God, he got dogpiled by all those dudes, shirtless dudes.
I fast forwarded too much. Hold on.
Oh yeah, he's used to that in basketball.
Weird.
I think it's right before this or something. I think I might have fast forwarded past it.
And they do a Snoopy dance or something.
I'm doing the song for it, so we don't get copyrighted. Summertime, yeah.
Oh, we already played enough of it to where it's copyrighted.
Yeah, I know. What's his shirt say? What's
right
Chad's
there?
Oh, it's
oh, fuck! There she is.
I didn't see her.
Holy fuck! Go back.
All right, so 148:52 or something.
Around.
She pops up on the screen. 53.
Still don't see her.
Right there.
Oh, that's her.
Still don't see her. Where you're looking, Al.
She's the main person in this shot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't see her because she didn't have blonde hair.
She's Hannah Montana in this moment.
She's got brown hair, a lime green dress.
No. You got that wrong.
Oh, Hannah Montana's blonde. Yeah, that's right. She's Miley Cyrus.
She's Millie Bobby Brown here.
I'm trying to remember her name in the show. It's not Miley Cyrus. It's something else.
Oh, okay.
I think it's something else. I can't remember.
It doesn't matter. But yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
So she was
wow.
voted by the by Disney fans.
Put her ass in the movie
to put her
for
in
a
the
millisecond
movie.
Where no one noticed her.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. What a great...
Good job.
What a great
scene. That was
all
scene. They could afford.
Can we play the good shit now and go to that golf course song?
This song. Okay.
The fucking good shit. The best song in the whole damn movie.
All right. We're going to go to here.
You got to play right from the beginning. We got to listen to the whole thing.
I'm not listening to the whole thing. It's like 6 minutes.
Okay, so at this point, Gabriella is left him.
We'll go back to Gabriella's song later. Nah,
fucking, who cares? Gabriel's left him, and he and none of his friends are talking to him. And then he also just found out that the Sharpay has forced Fulton to make it so that none of the workers there can or have to they have to be working the night of the talent show, so they can't perform the number that Ryan's been like making for them, directing for them.
He's torn between love and money. That's what
Troy.
Yeah, that's what they push. You know, it's like Sharpay has all the money and all the, you know, his dreams could be achieved, but he's like her breath stank or something. You know what I mean? He's like, nah, I'm just not into it. You know,
but her breath stank.
There's an article that goes through like mistakes in this movie, or just little cameo things, or that like, just things about this movie that this one's pretty funny actually. Okay, you want to listen to?
Yes, I do. This is my favorite song in the movie.
Everybody's always talking at me. Everybody's trying to get in my head.
Uh-oh, he's losing it.
Listen to my own heart talking. I need to count on myself instead. Did you ever lose
Who said that?
Are those the voices? Like beavers coming out of the
ground. Yeah. Did you ever push away the ones you should
have held
close? Did you
ever go for
let go? Did you ever not know? I'm not gonna stop that.
What I want to know is this is specifically choreographed.
Yeah, at the very end of the movie, it says choreography done by.
I mean, it
kind of Ortega. Shot.
It almost looks like he's just making it up on the spot, though.
I'm sure it was a look. Where is he now?
That is Mordor. They're going to Mordor on that one.
He's in the lands of Rohan. Yeah. I don't know where the fuck he went.
Yeah, he's. They filmed this part in New Zealand.
Jumped out of the golf course, and or is this a one of the courses? It's real fucking hard. My way. I'm not gonna stop. That's
who I am. Yeah. Ooh, the sand grab.
And this is in, like I said, in this one, he actually sings all of his own songs.
Oh, yeah, so he didn't sing in the first one.
In the first one, no, it was him and someone else. And they merged their voices together. So you would hear, like, part of a song would start with Zac Efron. With Zac Efron, and then it would go to someone else's voice.
Okay.
And then it would be like someone entirely different. But this movie is all him, and the third one, you know, and also the editing of auto tuning.
Yeah,
because you know everyone's auto tuned in this
movie. Zach's doing a lot of like throw your hands down with your palms out movement. You know,
like show hands.
Yeah, like jazz hands down by the hips a little bit. Like kind of throws his hands down a lot in the movie.
Yeah, it's honestly amazing.
No, I just wanted to make sure you were talking over the audio.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I had it really low. I had the music really low, but at the same time, like, I couldn't tell you because I have to listen to it after.
But that is my favorite song in the whole movie. It's so funny.
Yeah.
And it's...
Well, because they even, like, they put, you know, the background audio of, like, people singing. They put, you know what I mean? They have him doing this whole fucking dance number to him with himself. this one and the baseball one are ones that
the baseball song are the ones that
I feel like you could listen to outside of it and I know and not, but I mean if someone was listening you'd be like oh that's a song that exists.
That's a Justin Timberlake song.
Yeah exactly like that's a song.
Oh that's one of the non yeah
yeah
that's oh, just that's like a deep cut.
Yeah that's just like a song that exists in the world like
is that a Backstreet Boys song?
Yeah. It honestly sounds like that kind because you get the guy, the boy background. You know what I mean? Like it sounds like it could have been from them. Right. You know what I mean? Early 2000s. So, yeah, this one is.
I want to know if there are covers for that song, or this song.
Oh, definitely
covers
so
for
YouTube's
you know, for all did, the
not
songs?
Amateur, but like an actual.
Like an actual.
I'm sure
person.
But there's definitely
quality,
a lot of amateur.
I'm sure there's some high quality singers too. Also. Well, you're just going to find people on YouTube.
High School Musical 2 covers.
Right. Yeah, you're going to find the cover of the
Yeah,
movie.
I know. Well, I don't think you're going to find anybody like...
He doesn't think it.
Well, how do you want me to search this? Just... Who?
Song what's covers.
What's the name of that song?
Bet on It.
Ooh.
Fuck.
Ooh.
Bet on It, song by Zac Efron.
Bet on it, bet on it, bet on it.
I want to know what... Bet on It remake.
No! What?
Trisha, why is
who's Trisha Paytas?
That's so Frenemies, Ethan and Hila.
Oh, right, right.
Huh?
Interesting.
Is that real? Click on it?
I don't know.
What is this?
I don't know. Let me see.
Okay.
Let's see what this is.
Oh, fuck you, ad. Hey, that's that movie.
That's from Licorice Pizza.
Licorice.
That's
pizza.
Your favorite.
We're
movie
looking
of
at
the
an
year,
ad for Licorice
Pizza.
Yeah. We're looking at a
pizza
licorice. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Spider pizza.
Yeah. It's pizza time. It's licorice pizza time.
Okay, we got some thick thighs.
Oh my god.
Oh, she's dressed just like
Zac
Efron.
Okay.
She's so, redoing the whole
Trisha
thing.
Trisha is doing the whole thing.
Oh my god.
This was from 2019.
They went to the actual spot where they filmed this.
Everybody's always talking. She is such a piece of shit.
Everybody's trying to get in my head.
It's so true.
I want to listen to my own heart talking.
This is what you wanted, Eric. Covers, Al. This is what you guys
wanted.
Yeah,
I was going to say, don't blame
Alan,
me.
Alan, this is what you guys wanted. Did you ever get on a ride and wanna get up? Did you ever push away the ones you should have held close? Did you ever let go? Did you ever not know?
Oh, she's doing all the moves too. She's got all the choreography down.
She is doing everything. I can't believe she did that.
That's amazing.
This is actually really funny, but like, this was a couple years ago. Oh wow, that's pretty funny. I want Trisha to remake the whole movie, but she is being every
character. Every
character.
There's a comment.
Get out of this. Yeah.
Get off of. Get out of this piece of poop.
Well, look that up if you want to see
toilet.
It. Audio is very loud, so I had to have it really low in order for us to hear us talking. Wow, I can't believe somebody else. I can't believe somebody actually did do a cover of it that is
done. Did
known.
That is known. It is known.
It is normal. Any other songs? I mean, well, besides the final song, I guess there's the final, not the final song, but the song that they sing
the
together.
Yeah.
Which, I found also funny that Ryan was like, I don't want to, you know, fucking embarrass my sister.
I don't want my sister, but he was lying.
But then he was like,
he's a lying piece.
Fuck
of
you,
shit.
Bitch.
Oh yeah, he does.
He
do
that.
He doesn't
embarrass whammed her.
Well, he doesn't embarrass her on stage. He embarrasses her just to her.
Well, he's like, I don't want.
He
her
doesn't
to
do it publicly.
No, he says I don't want her to crash and burn, and she doesn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
she doesn't crash
she
and burn.
She comes onto the stage with everyone and starts singing with them,
which is weird that she knows the song. It's weird that
knows every number.
Yeah, I guess so. Also, I like she was still gonna win. Even though she wasn't...
Well, it's rigged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then she has a change of heart, and she's like, you know what? To Ryan Evans, my awesome brother, or whatever. And then Ryan's like, oh my God.
And then the dad was like,
that's my boy. Straight.
You're straight.
You eat pussy.
I think Fulton, you could see Fulton have a heart attack in the background right after that. He's like, oh. After all the
shit he's been through this whole movie trying to please her.
Yeah.
I feel bad for that guy because it was clear he didn't want to be an asshole.
No.
But he had to be.
That little moment where he freaks out to Taylor or whatever. And then she's like, do you want some tea?
Yeah. And then, you know, and then there's the moments like after show come and then he like grabs the water off the fountain thing. And he's like splashing on his face and stuff like that. It's like he doesn't want to be an asshole, but he has to be an asshole.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of feel bad for him through the whole movie.
Yeah. Cause they're just kids and they have no real stress in life yet. And he's like, oh, he like names all the things.
He's like, my job's on the line to please the
my
daughter.
Mortgage,
of
my
mortgage,
my bills, my medical.
Yeah. My whole life. Exactly.
Like, yeah.
No. He's like, I make $45 an hour.
Oh, that's actually okay.
Yeah, probably exactly. Would make.
And I can't afford anything.
In Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I mean, is there really anything there?
No, I think they make that in Hamlet 2 in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
I think we made this comment
I think that's in Nevada.
Is it in Nevada?
Albuquerque, Nevada.
Hold on. I'm going to look this up.
Albuquerque, Nevada.
Oh, he wants to out you right on
from I don't know where it takes place. Oh, Tucson, Arizona. I went back to Arizona. Well, okay. Man, oh, God, I'm going to fuck myself. Ugh.
Whoa, what happened?
I am getting Arizona and New Mexico. Mick, I apologize for anybody that lives in Arizona and New Mexico.
You guys are all one state to me. Yeah.
That's my bad.
You're all one state.
Fuck.
State to me. You're all one state to me.
Are you making a new High School Musical song?
All right.
Arizona iced tea.
Oh.
That's what's there. Iced tea. And that song she says earlier where she's at the very beginning. We didn't talk about that song.
Okay, either. Go for it.
Sharpay has a song talking about how she wants everything to be fabulous.
That's at the beginning, right? And her voice is so overly processed.
Yeah, it is very.
It's so weird. You're like, why is it like singing in a tin can or something? Why am I?
Here we go. Let's listen to a part of it. Here we go. Here we go.
And she has this moment where she looks down. She's laying in the beach chair next to Ryan. And then she looks into the pool next to her, and Ryan is there.
He's playing the piano.
But then it cuts back, and then Ryan's over there, and I'm like, she's crazy.
Yeah,
maybe it's supposed to sound... Okay, let's just hear how it sounds.
Towels imported from Turkey, and turkey imported from May.
Oh, we missed the rhyme.
Yeah, it's fine. Gonna relax and renew.
That sounds like Sublime or something right there. It sounds like... It's just fabulous. It's like go to a note that's not possible or something. It's like fabulous. It's like this crazy. It sounds so robotic.
Definitely in the headphones too, you can hear it a lot more.
He's like, no, bitch, I ain't getting it.
I need my Tiffany hairband. Then I can go for a float.
Oh no! It's not Sublime. It's Santana. It sounds like Santana there for that. I don't know why it sounds like a Santana song. Like the notes. I don't know. If you hear it, you hear it.
I believe you. No, it wasn't that. I was just thinking like maybe
this movie's just making you mad.
You know, I was thinking, you know, that was the first song that I was like, okay, this song is catchier than the other fucking shit song I just heard. It was kind of like subsuming me, you know, more into the
Where they're like, it's summertime.
Yeah. And which is Sublime, right? And then
Bringing it back.
And then the tinning, I was just overthinking that about, like, maybe they meant to process it like that because her character's so materialistic that, you know, and it...
She would like, sound auto-tuned.
Yeah, just make it auto-tune, make it unnatural, more unnatural sounding, you know, where everybody else sounds more natural.
They do guacamole face masks?
Damn, good call out.
She said guacamole. They said guacamole face mask.
That sounds greasy.
And I was like, guacamole face mask.
Sounds greasy and you're going to fucking fuck your pores up. You have a fuckload of zits all over you.
This is the best bit of acting, though, from Zac Efron.
When
he's upset. Here we go.
Okay.
When he walks.
Here we go. This is the best bit. He just got away from the dinner with the Sharpay's family.
No.
That's the best bit of acting. Just that little scream that he does.
Oh no.
I love it.
Oh Jesus. So overall, do you like this one more though?
I think
kind of touched upon it at the beginning. You guys said this one didn't piss you off as much.
It doesn't piss me off as much. It's still upsetting, but I definitely enjoyed it more just because they're in a different
high school. Don't worry, the third one you'll back in the high school.
No,
don't worry.
and a couple other locations.
Well, I liked seeing like outdoor. Also, I really liked the whatever they did. Zac Efron's reflection.
Oh,
it was just camera.
Thank you for that. That was a note.
Yeah. Like he, when he's looking at his own reflection in his song,
the reflection graphics.
Yeah, because it's just his footage, and then they just put it on. Like instead of like,
yeah, they just flattened it.
Yeah,
they're just they just stretched
it out on there. Yeah.
I think it's personally fabulous. Personally,
it is.
And then also I feel. I know Kelsey doesn't feel bad for herself, but I feel bad for Kelsey in the sense because she's just writing songs for other people's romantic lives and stuff. And
dude, that's all she has. She is no one else except for, like, she just writes their story. That's all she's doing.
Yeah, she's writing how they feel about each other.
Exactly. Instead of them expressing it themselves,
it's almost like
picnics or,
you know, because when you watch a movie or a show or whatever, you always identify with the main characters, right?
Oh, you tried. Yeah, you try your hardest. Yeah.
And so because you're following them the most.
Yeah,
right? I guess you're trying to, and then doesn't always.
You know, it always reflects, you know, part of you. And so basically, this movie says, "Hey, look, this is what friends are good for: to fucking support,
make you feel bad."
to just support you and you not to really support them.
That's true. He doesn't support any of them. The only way he, like, the only reason he...
I guess that's true.
Yeah, like, he only feels bad because he's just like, oh, I feel bad because I'm being, like, I'm not hanging out with them. Like, not that he wants to lift them up or take them to U of A or, like, really point out that, like, Kelsey's the writer of these.
I mean,
fucking,
he did,
like,
get him the job.
He got them the job. That's huge.
But that was only for him. That was for him. I feel like, too, like, to make him feel good. You know what I mean? Like, he got them all the job. He got Vanessa Hudgens the job because he just wanted to be around her all the time.
Yeah, but Aaron, he's the captain of the Wildcats. And you know why he made him the captain?
Not because of his jump shot.
No, because he knows what's up. Okay? I remember that line. He knows what's up. And so he's getting it done while everyone else is fucking around.
Oh, man.
And also, did any of them get their food workers permit to work in that fucking kitchen?
No.
It was like instant they were there. No, they... It was like, they're all working without food permits. This place, shut the fuck down.
They instantly all were doing what they were good at. I mean, the fact that they gave Zeke a
fucking chef?
An under chef. Like, he was a under the chef.
I don't
even know. Sous chef?
Sure.
He got the least amount of shit from Fulton. Fulton was like, you do what you do best.
No, exactly.
Zeke was like, thanks, man.
Also, at the beginning...
I was like, oh, okay.
Also, I did find it funny at the beginning of the movie, though, whenever she was like, make their lives a living hell, you know, like, make them fucking want to quit. He goes in there and is just a boss.
He's just managing. He's just a manager.
He's not saying anything mean or rude to them. He's just telling them what they need to do.
He's a little rude.
He's a little rude, but he's telling them, like, that's normal. That's, like, don't be late or I'm going to be pissed off. Okay, that's normal.
No, he's pretty, like, much just a manager. I've had managers like this.
I was like,
and most of the time, and they loosen up.
Yeah, like he wasn't that bad of
you working with.
I was like, he's not that bad of a
less inspiration, more perspiration.
Yeah, he did say
I
that.
I want to see those armpits sweating.
Also, take that shirt off. I want to see your top nippy some more.
Say that.
More sweat.
Oh,
your abs soaking wet.
Yes.
Fucking hell. Yeah, no, he wasn't that bad of a... I don't think he was that bad of a boss. Like, and they were like, oh, he's so bad. Like, no, you guys are doing things that he tells you not to and you're getting in trouble. This is what you're not supposed to do, and you're doing it. And then he's like, oh, my God, I'm fucking...
I know,
our boss.
Don't
swim in the fucking pool after hours. Don't do this.
Or...
Don't have picnics on the fucking golf course. Don't do the during your work time.
I know, hold on. Why the fuck would you do... That's just fucked up for anyone who's paying to go and play golf. Like, you're literally taking up one of the courses.
Yeah.
That would be fucking... That would piss me off if I had paid money to go and golf there.
Nobody goes to this golf course except for the family that created the golf course.
Yeah, what do they do? I want to know, like, how they got this money to own this golf course.
He clearly does something because he... He owns a helicopter.
In a helicopter.
He shows up in a helicopter and doesn't shut the door back or whatever, which I thought
gave me anxiety.
Because the guy was like, the guy in the helicopter's probably like, I want to fly off. Fuck, I got to get out.
I got to turn the helicopter off.
What a jerk.
Yeah, he's trying to reach back, trying to get the... Sir, sir.
Sir,
yeah.
And they're just hitting golf balls at the helicopter. But I did think you know, and you said he was a really good father, you know, at least in that instance where he was like, hey, guys, we're having family time. And he was super supportive of just, you know, them sucking at golf.
Yeah.
He was just like, yeah, who cares? He wasn't like, no, you got to be. He wasn't this overly oppressive, like, you got to be good at golf. Look, this is how you do it. I'm awesome. Whatever.
He was supportive of
straightening your hat.
Yeah. The only thing he was not supportive of, consistent on straightening your hat. Everything else he was totally cool.
He was
like, you straighten your hat, but you can be whatever you want to be. You like, I'm
you
fucking,
be whatever you want. Just don't be sucking dick.
Yeah.
Don't suck dick. I don't want that.
Yeah. I love
straighten
you.
Straighten your fucking hat.
Well, he might be okay with that. Just keep your hat straight.
Yeah,
while you're doing it.
Oh, we all know what it's a euphemism for.
Yeah, keep your head straight and suck that dick.
Yeah,
or if you just keep it straight while you're sucking. So then you're still straight while you're sucking the dick.
Yeah. Also, you know, old school. There's two ways to wear a hat. You know, forwards or you can turn it backwards. That's it. Yeah.
I know this to the side
to
is
the
not
side
a good
just
look.
Looks stupid.
Corners is stupid.
Doesn't
look.
It look stupid?
Forward and back are the only good looks.
Yeah,
it's true. I agree.
All right, so I'm gonna read a couple of these things real quick. I'm gonna wear a couple of days. Thanks, real quick.
I'm a hot.
So in the very beginning scene during the summer song, one of the kids, you remember, falls asleep during the song, and then the teacher like slams books on his the very end.
His skull.
Like he's awake during the song.
His skull. Yeah. Crutches his skull.
That was he's awake during the song, so then he falls asleep.
Fuck?
One
Kenny
a couple
Ortega
of,
shot.
A couple of Chad's t-shirts are
so drunk.
I'm fucking plastered. Listen to podcasts.
One of Chad's t-shirts is I majored in vacation.
Okay, thank you. What is all the t-shirts? That's the first.
I just look like
That's
him.
That's the first shirt. Mm.
Yeah, that was the first shirt.
Wait,
I
what's the second one?
I know that one of the last ones is I just look like him, and it's in like a television outline thing. But warning: do not read this shirt. I think was one of them too. So.
Is any of them like stroke my bat?
No, yeah. Bolton, Troy.
That's my balls, Ryan.
Did you guys notice Troy's underwear shows multiple times in this movie? In one of the scenes, his underwear changes.
I'm looking at his nipples
because
he's taking his shirt.
Well,
off.
He wears his pants lower.
It's weird.
He wears his pants like lower, so his like underwear like kind of shows a little bit throughout multiple scenes in the movie.
Something?
No. It just his underwear changes color.
Oh,
in one of the scenes.
Different. Oh, because they filmed it on two different.
Yeah, it's
days,
at the very. It's in the opening scene.
You know what? That was definitely a carryover choice, like the sideways hat and maybe the baggy clothes and shit like that. Because it's very obvious that it's put together, at least the wardrobe or something, is by people that don't know what kids like, right? Or the generation, you know, gap there of like. What's cool? I don't know. Like, yo, hip hoppy, rappy. You know, like you ever see that video?
Well, this is in 2000 and
the dancer lady is like trying to teach hip hop.
Yeah, oh yeah, she's like, I'll be your hip hop dance instructor.
Hip hop is basically a plie, you know.
I'll be your hip hop dance instructor.
Yeah.
All right, you're talking about that woman. Who's
yes.
Just, and then she's like, starts going ham immediately. Oh, one of my favorite videos.
But it's like you could just tell. It's just like nobody was doing that. When I was at school or you were at school even, nobody had their hat slightly cocked to the side. Nobody wore any of these clothes.
No, it was all forward flat. That was the style at the time because that was like the style at the time
Southern
for hats,
California.
Which was just flat brim. You know, big chunky front part, you
chunk.
Know, they stickers, leaving stickers on
yep.
And tags, leaving tags on to show like the price. That was a thing.
Right.
Yeah, no hats ever tilted aside and they'd be backward. There'd be some backward.
Oh
hats.
Yeah. They'd be backward.
They'd be backward.
U of A is University of Albuquerque.
Aaron, get the fuck out of here.
You thought, I definitely didn't.
That was like 45 minutes ago, and you guys have probably been sitting here for this long going, you fucking retard.
I never thought once they were in Arizona.
I'm sorry. That was my bad. That was my bad.
It was all you.
It was my bad, guys. University of Albuquerque closed in 86, so he's a ghost.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. The theater. Oh, my God. That's just it.
She's introducing them to dead people.
Holy shit, that makes so much sense.
According to this, It's University of Albuquerque. Like, close
and,
name
that, and that Troy.
If
really,
that's the errors, if Troy that's where they're going, actually, University of U of A.
Yeah, not imagining, but they can't see the ghosts. Like, were they ever really introduced to those other characters? Because he just brings them a burger. Like, hey, got your burger, Troy.
Well, when
he's
they
like,
go
Swiss, wham!
When they go out to the basketball thing, and he's like, why don't you tell them to come onto the court and we'll play some ball or whatever, since they want to play. And then he's like, nah, they're not really into that. It like he doesn't. What I find interesting about that, what if he's just pointing to nobody? Like there's just no card there. Like, Trey, you okay? Like nobody's there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not like, hey. Bet on it, bet on it, bet on it.
Everybody's gonna talking.
See, we were talking in his head.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No. Holy shit. Oh God, get the Jinko jeans out of here.
That looks like a ghost outfit.
So yeah.
That so looks like a ghost.
That's the best one I've seen so far. Is that like, well. Oh, also, I did laugh at the fact that he gave her a necklace at the very beginning of the movie with a T on it. And she was like, T for Troy? And I was like, T for titties. That's all I was thinking. Like,
T for Troy. I went, ew.
Yeah,
right when he put that on, I was like, ugh.
Yeah, I know. It was fucking. Like, it might as well give her a heart fucking shaped necklace. Like that was that had like a T and then a fucking. That spelled his name out or something.
Like,
with the O being the heart.
Look, I don't like when people in relationships want to, like, oh, take this
own
ring
them?
Or the yeah, it, oh, that's sorry. What it feels like. You put this necklace on, and it's like their name, and it's like you're their property. That's what it feels like to me, and it's fucking cringe.
This just is a promise to you
that you are mine forever.
That at
like,
some
no,
point,
their own person,
I will just be committed to you, but not right now.
Right now, I'm gonna go fuck Sharpay.
yeah,
nobody wants to fuck Sharpay except Zeke.
Sharpay.
Except Zeke Leak. I wanted Zeke to make some. I thought he was going to say earlier when Ryan was like, oh, Garbage Man makes the best brownies. Blah, blah, blah. I thought he was going to say Zeke makes the best brownies because he's the baker, not Gabriella's mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck her mom.
She's a fucking hoe. No offense.
He's like, I fucked.
Look, I know she's a hoe.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I've been there.
No, he's all. Yeah, but where's her dad at, huh?
Yeah.
Just brings it down.
Gabriella's like, just still smiling and like, no blame, no blame. Everyone's
the dessert part was the best because I fuck Gabriella's mom. And then he's like, I fuck Gabriella's mom too. I know that.
I did it too. And they're like, Ryan, no one believes you that you banged a woman.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. You never had her brownies.
You never had the brownies.
You ever tasted her cookie, though?
I thought they were going to say cookie. I honestly was like, oh, like the best part of the dessert is because Gabriella made cookies. Like I was like, and oh, man,
put
her
the cookie down.
I did think of Jingle All the Way a little bit on that one. Yeah.
Oh, it's cookies.
Do you have any other random? Do you have any other random, scene
random
notes?
Random Google.
Because I didn't write. The only notes. The only other note I wrote.
Chad's dead.
Chad's dead.
Everyone's dead.
Chad is dead. No. No, dad is Chad. No, not Chad the character. Not Chad the character. Troy's
about.
Dad is a Chad. Troy's dad is the most annoying fucking
bro-tard
I've ever fucking come. It was just so like, ooh, he's like, yo, guys, yeah, like, get out there, the game, hell yeah, guys.
We're going to get out there and we're going to play another game.
He gives the worst inspirational speech.
Yeah, they're not good.
No, dude, like, he's like, yo, you haven't even come out of your room in like a week or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I'm just not even fucking feeling it or whatever. He's like, yo, get your friends together for a game. Get your friends together for a game,
I don't even
bro.
Think they would want to like play with me.
Yeah, he's like, dude, even if I called them, they wouldn't even freaking answer or even whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, he's like, here we go. Inspiration. You ready? And he's like, yeah, I'm ready, dad.
This
and he's
picture?
Like, he's like, yeah, this picture is you. And then he puts it down.
And I know this kid right here would do the right thing.
Yeah, exactly. He goes, I know that Troy in that picture knows exactly what to do. Well, see him. I'm like, that's not fucking any advice.
It's not advice.
You can't just be inspiration. Maybe the inspiration.
Maybe the advice is, I know your heart is in the right place, despite all these, you know, obstacles coming at you. So ultimately, you will make the right decision, and
it's
I know
so
you
vague.
Will.
It's so vague.
It
and
is
abstract.
Super vague. And yeah, he's but he's
as,
clearly not
as somebody
good at
who's
being
had
a dad.
More life experience.
Ask the mom. She's told you bring in groceries.
And possibly, you know, some, you know, event that kind of parallels what he's going through and how he could handle it. Or like, yeah, I made this mistake too, but here's what I learned from it. Here's some advice. Nothing. Just like, I trust you know what to do. No, I fucking don't know what to do. That's why I'm fucking cooped up in my room playing with my basketballs, Dad. Don't look at that crusty sock.
Well, I kind of wish... I wish the drama teacher was in this movie. I thought like
I was
she
so glad she wasn't
membership.
In it.
Well, because what I was thinking was this would be an ample opportunity to make her more real as a person.
Uh-huh. Like likable.
Yeah, to like give her a moment where she can relate to where a kid and like give them advice like you're saying, because the dads, they keep giving the dad like shitty advice to give, and I'm like, give someone else a scene where they can give advice, an adult, you know, figure, because nobody else does.
No,
nobody else gives advice in the movie. It's just the dad and that's it, right? Yeah. Like
it definitely makes sense for their character. Like I get it, dad, you know, his dad would definitely be that.
Well, the dad was a high school basketball
star.
He was
a hard ass in the first one, and then he loosened up when he found out that the
he was a loose ass.
Singing
in this one.
He was a loose ass in
that's
true.
One.
Tight ass in the first one.
Tight ass.
His
loose
clothes
ass.
Are loose. Yeah. Very he had the long shorts too that were like
everybody's wearing JNCO jeans in this.
although I wanted to play the little moment where he walks where he comes in with the boys or whatever, because he's trying to be like one of their best fucking friends.
Yeah, it's gross.
All right, here we go.
It's gross.
Nice workout, boys. I'll tell you what, seeing moves I didn't see last season. Keep it coming, guys.
What?
So, guys, how's the job hunt?
The fridge has like
the big zero.
Looks like a. Oh, it's so weird. The fridge
they
has
just
the
came,
wood
hold on.
Plating on
they just came in from a hard game of basketball, and he's going to chug some milk.
Yeah, he tossed him the milk. You know why? But Zeke tossed it to him. He's like, yeah, you white boys
what
like milk.
He's gonna bake something.
He fucking
like I'm
milk.
Trying to get at that fucking Sunny D.
Sunny D. What is Chad pulling out like Cheetos or? Is
yeah, he's got hot Cheetos in a bag
in the fridge.
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-oh.
Are those
girlfriend
carrots?
Alert. Talk to me.
This is Tom. General Manager of Lava Springs Country Club here
I just
in
like...
Albuquerque. I understand you've been looking for summer work.
Hey, Troy, does Gabriella still remember your name, or does she find somebody new to karaoke with this summer?
Nerd.
That's how she
did that.
I
love
it, but how did she get my name?
We've always had a student summer work program here at Lava Springs.
Look at the dad's shorts. Look how far down
the
hill.
Why are they so
I know the most amazing
this is just
girl.
Like the wardrobe is like, yo, Steven. This is what could be.
Straight A's. Quintuple straight A's. And it would be so amazingly perfect.
Listen to the conversation, right? He's talking about Gabriella.
Can't be Gabriella. Whenever she calls, he just blushes. Yeah, I never
really?
Said that.
Oh, yes! He says it can't be. I thought he said it can't be.
What's up, Don?
Nothing.
What's up, Don?
Nothing.
Okay. I'll tell you what. You guys
why
get
is
together
it nothing?
This summer.
I
work
know,
on
what?
The game and we are talking. Back
hey,
to back.
You just got a job. You should be like, dude, I just got a fucking job and I got you all jobs.
Can we
too.
All redirect this energy by carrying in the groceries?
I think the mom's actually in the
bulletin.
Yeah, she's not.
And I think Gabriella's mom is in the third one more. I think there's more parent stuff.
Yeah.
I can't remember it very well.
Everybody else grabbed waters. Zac Efron was about to drink milk.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
It was such a weird...
They just took the milk out and left it on the counter. That's what the boys do.
And now they're going to go get groceries.
The boys!
It's so annoying that the dad's just like part like, oh, like, yeah.
It just make him talk
shit, dude.
Yeah.
He likes a girl. What a bitch.
Bitch.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah, it just makes you hate that character. But I think that's, you know, partly the idea.
Yeah, the third one, the dad divorces the mom. He's like, fuck women. I'm done with that shit.
Yeah.
You should be done with Gabriella too. Yeah. Because I know this little kid right here make the right decision.
And basketball,
he knows what's up.
Is yeah. life,
and that's why you're the captain, because you know what's
yeah.
up.
Yeah, yeah. He says that when he's trying to make him choose between his mom or his dad. Yeah. You know, it's like who are you gonna come you live with? I know you'll make the right decision.
Yeah, and then the dad's got like a scraggly beard, and he's like, oh, drunk and sweaty, and I know you'll make the right decision, drunk. you know what's up.
He's
a prisoner of Azkaban. Like,
yeah, yeah. The mom's holding.
But I now understand though why his decisions don't really matter, because I mean, one of his decisions didn't exist. I mean, University of Albuquerque clearly doesn't exist, so that decision didn't exist.
There was no decision. So he was never at. He wasn't even at the country club.
He didn't go and play basketball. Where did he play basketball with a bunch of ghosts? In a fucking huge stadium,
and the guys in suits were like, okay.
That's why they were like, what's happening? That's why nobody
told you it was good, right?
Well, it was all fantasy.
Playing with nobody, really.
That's why. Also, like when he was playing basketball and she comes out, like Gabriella comes out or whatever, and he's like, oh yeah, I was just talking to like the boys, and she's like, oh yeah, those tall guys, like that's it. Like it was very generic.
Like, it's Sixth Sense. Nobody recognizes Bruce Willis in any of the scenes.
Do you think maybe Troy has some paranormal ability to see ghosts?
I think so.
And those tall guys.
Wow, this would be such a better story if they added a supernatural element. Oh.
Yeah, like the okay so guys cool. were maybe like, you know, Men in Black or something. Like they were just some like paranormal investigator guys.
It's SCP. It's Secure Containment.
Yeah.
This school is this country club's an anomaly where there's all these ghosts that are from the U of A. They died here.
I think it would be worth watching again under that lens, you know, of going, okay, Troy sees ghosts, you know.
And so does Sharpay. That's why they belong together. They both see ghosts. Oh my god!
Is this the beginning of this? Just the Conjuring.
It's the beginning of Conjuring.
They're going to become a duo where they paranormal investigators.
Patrick Wilson is the older version of Zac Efron's character. Also,
Patrick Warburton is the dad.
There you go.
Oh.
That's a better movie.
Oh, that would have been way better.
What was the difference?
Right.
What's the difference in years? Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Just can't understand what he's saying.
They all came out within a year apart of each other, and I feel like Zac Efron aged like 30 years between one movie to the next. Like he looks.
Well, he dyed his hair. It's like black.
No, but he's like he like looks. Oh. I mean, he's fitter. He's bigger. Like
he was young, I think,
in 2000. He was young in this too, but I mean, like, I just mean like
Carbon.
Hold on, let me see.
Carbon, mommy.
We saw Corbin Blue's name.
Come, mommy.
Beach movie.
So that's his other thing is where did everybody else go, right? So Zac Efron was the only one. This tends to happen.
Vanessa Hudgens is in some things.
Yeah, but she's just not as popular. She had a star that was like rising with Zac Efron at that time.
Yeah.
And then Zac Efron was like, nah, fuck that.
Vanessa Hudgens is in. Well,
Vanessa Hudgens had a stumble because she said some sketchy shit.
And then
thing.
I don't know that.
The Vanessa Hudgens thing. Oh, you didn't say that? It was during, right in the apex of COVID. She was doing a live stream and she said, it was insensitive.
She said, coronavirus.
She said that she essentially said that
people are strange.
It sucks that people are dying, but you know it's kind of inevitable.
Oh, okay, I get you.
But it was like at the apex of tons of people dying at that time, so it was like obviously not a good look or a.
Well, she's in a
great
new
thing.
She's in a new movie that's like,
but you know,
she's
I mean,
Tick, Tick, Boom with Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, exactly. She's
Oscar
in that.
Thing, so. I mean, it didn't
Which
hurt her
crazy.
That much.
Yeah. Did she sing on that?
Yeah, her and Zac Efron.
I wonder
or
if she can actually
Efron. Her
sing.
And Andrew Garfield are singing.
Because you can't tell if she can actually sing in this. Because
I thought that's what she was a singer.
I don't know.
I thought she was a singer first, actor
was
second.
Was this the first thing she did? Was High School Musical?
I'll look her up.
Vanessa Hutchins needs a Huggins.
Hutchins? Hutchins.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Filmography. Hutchins. She was in...
Vanessa.
It's Venusi.
Venusia? Hold on. I like how...
Wait, where's two and one?
Yeah, they just
subtracted
them. Oh, no, because
this went to theaters, Aaron. It's under TV, probably.
Oh, you're right. High School Musical 3 went to theaters. We're going to... Wait, is there a better budget in High School Musical 3?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. It's filmed with more production.
Oh,
wow.
Now, is it good? No.
Vanessa Hutchins is my spirit animal.
There you go.
What?
You're the only one.
It looks like she was in 2003.
Rare, unique.
She was in 2003, 2004. So she was in a few things. But her
Kenny Ortega's my spirit animal. Shot.
There you go. Her discography. Oh, she didn't make
the last one. In there.
She didn't come out with an album out until 2006.
Until V for Vagina.
Oh shit, she was in that.
Until V for Vagina.
I scratched that. She's my stand.
Television. Yeah, High School Musical. So 2002.
Kenny Ortega is your stand.
Yeah, beat your ass.
Beat your ass.
My stand will
Kenny
beat
Ortega
your ass.
Kenny Ortega will beat your ass, man.
My stand will beat your ass.
I don't even know what this guy looks like. I've heard his name like 10 times.
Let's look it up. We're in the last bit of the podcast where we just sort of look stuff up on the computer.
Oh, he's that guy with a chin. He looks like Doc Ock.
He's that guy with a
chin. He looks like Doc Ock. Yeah, I can see that.
Kenny Ortega addresses Ryan's sexuality in High School Music. That's an article.
Oh, my God. What is that photo of him?
That's a horrible photo of Ryan.
He looks like Ellen DeGeneres in that photo.
That's a bad photo. Why is this one there? Did they look pretty similar in these photos?
Michael Jackson. Awkward.
Oh my God! Why are you clicking on this article?
I don't know. I'm gonna read it afterward. Okay.
Awkward.
Yeah. So that's nice. All right. So what? What?
I just want to point out that everybody else's career was kind of nil and null, and there was something similar that happened in what's that? The Jonah Hill movie and Michael Cera.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Superbad.
Superbad with that. That little curly haired, like the redheaded, curly haired, chubby kid.
Okay. Redheaded, curly haired, chubby
Churly
kid.
Curly kid.
Curly haired, chubby kid.
The well, Churly he, no, cubby, he played Jonah Hill at cubby? The beginning with the dicks.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. Yes. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So, he was talking about, he's on TikTok now. And and he was saying, oh, yeah, like when I was making this, it was like, whoa, it was a big budget movie. I was like, holy shit, I'm, you know, going to be famous now. And, you know, my career's going to take off. And I'm with Jonah Hill and all this stuff. And he's like, now I'm on TikTok, you know, making TikToks for 30 people or whatever. You know, I was like, and people were just like, oh, no,
it is true, though. I mean, like, yeah, these people that are just in these one in the. One scene in a movie or in something.
I think he might have had a couple other things that he was in, but yeah, I mean, his acting chops didn't really. There was nothing there, maybe you got to pause for a second and come back in. You know, like it's not a big deal. What's his Sixth Sense kid did that, but he was actually that's kind of a bad comparison because he was a really good actor to begin with.
Yeah, I like him in the stuff that he's in now. I haven't seen him in anything in a few years.
Then he gets his head smashed in by the boys. Spoiler. All right.
Haley Joel Osment.
At the very beginning, this is the last thing I'm going to say.
I was lost. I was responding to a text and I came back.
Always on his phone.
Yeah, Haley Joel Osment. Got murdered.
It's Osment.
In Sixth Sense. Go on.
I'm just going to keep correcting,
my Bruce Willis.
Correcting the last
names.
Hudgens.
Huggins.
Huggins.
Not Almond. Hudgens. Osment.
Hodgins.
Osborne.
I'm something of a scientist myself.
Go on.
Just that penguin slide. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Oh, God. The
penguin
Troy
slide.
Troy Bolton penguin slide at the very beginning.
The camera.
Oh, at the very beginning. Okay. All right.
You're like,
I don't know when.
That was unnecessary.
Where are we at?
It gave me nightmares, actually.
Where are we at? Where are we at? Where are we at? Oh, yeah. My God.
It's probably in the hallway.
Probably in the hallway scene.
You got to see this.
Bet on it, bet on it. Every song's just bet on it now.
Yeah.
Bet on it, bet on it, bet on it. Weren't you
put
so,
those basketballs
so,
back?
I can't imagine how excited you guys were.
We're gonna have to find
you guys went out of the high school watching this. Just to not be in the high school is probably freeing for you guys.
It was. Actually.
Should we watch the whole thing? Because I don't know where this penguin's lying.
It's right here.
Oh, is it right here?
Yeah, okay. it's right here. Sure, why not? You don't need to hear it.
I want to hear it.
Hey, if school's out, why the fuck are you still in school?
I know, get the fuck out.
Hey, we closed.
Sing at your house.
We're closing the school. Can you guys please leave? Hello?
Like, never.
Is anybody
never
leaving?
All the teachers
we're
are
never
gone
leaving.
At this point.
Yeah.
All the teachers
They've
are
locked
gone.
The doors. That would have been a good High School Musical, too. They're all trapped in the school for
that.
Summer, and nobody notices for the whole summer. And it becomes like a Lord of the Flies.
Oh,
thing.
Fuck. They're killing each other off. Eating each other alive. It's not like they could easily just eat the food in the kitchen, but they're eating each other for no reason.
Hey, who the hell is this guy that has a handshake with Troy? He has like a custom handshake. Watch this.
Etsy handshake.
Oh, is shit. A custom high five.
I don't know.
That guy, the school's out guy on the chalkboard, that's the guy who got them together. That's the DJ kid.
Oh, you're right.
Wait,
he's
what?
He's the whole reason.
Yo, that is him.
High School Musical exists.
That is that guy.
And he's in the school? What?
Yeah. Everyone
he was
from the
DJ
school
kid.
Was at the fucking place, too. Yeah, you remember?
True.
It was all
was
like
the kids. Or karaoke jockey, whatever.
That's funny.
Hey, you guys might thank me later for this, or you might. Or you might not.
And we're still not thanking him
no,
at all for any of this.
We're in. Oh, there it is. Crush his skull. Oh, I think this is the slide. It's somewhere here.
Oh, my God. People are kicking the lockers. They're destroying school property.
Whoa, Eddie Gordo.
They're tagging things. Holy shit. That kid was shooting up in the back over there.
What the
fuck? Smoking meth. Oh,
whoa. Oh, Sharpay just showed her boobs.
Wait,
put your boobs away. No one wants to see them.
There's kids dry humping.
So
back
what?
There.
Oh, my God. This is sadistic.
I'll go first. In
okay,
the
yeah,
scoring.
Go ahead. We'll just watch this scene.
I'll go first in the scoring.
Oh, she kissed Zeke.
No, there we go, Zeke.
See, okay, all right.
What is going
it
on?
It makes
here?
No sense.
She kissed What's
Zeke's
happening?
She kisses yearbook. Zeke's yearbook at the beginning of the movie and then never speaks to him ever again.
Poor Zeke, man. He's a great baker. He's a nice dude.
He's well hung.
Super I don't, hung. Maybe.
Fucking hung.
Everyone's well hung in this movie.
Everybody,
man.
Everybody has the fucking.
In this
everybody
universe,
walks around like big dick energy.
Like big dick energy.
They
definitely.
All have big dick energy,
hands down.
Fucking shit. Okay, so hands I would dick. Say that this. I enjoyed it more than the first. Obviously, I wasn't as angry for some reason. I guess when I watched it, there was some fun stuff. I laughed obviously multiple times. But it's still obviously not a movie I would watch again. You know what I mean?
Damn it. Like, we're there yet. We'll get you there.
High School Musical 3, I love!
3, you're going to be like, that was the best.
But
three.
Under the assumption that there's some paranormal activity going on?
Yes.
Perhaps?
Okay.
Paranormal if there's activity, ghosts, High School Musical.
Yeah.
Just to really, you know, solidify that theory.
Yeah. Fulton is a ghost, too. The manager of the place, he's a ghost.
Man, that ghost was rude as fuck.
He does try to destroy the boiler at one point.
So, yeah.
Explode the whole place.
So, yeah.
Come on, Danny. We gotta go.
It's definitely more. I mean, it's just as watchable as the first one, I would say. I mean, like, because, like, I probably was harder on the first
basically
one
just skip past all the songs and you're good.
Yeah, if you just watch the show,
well,
just watch
like
the movie.
It's like 30, 40 minutes.
High School 2.
Yeah.
High School 2.
Just a recut with none of the music in it.
Directed by Martin Scorsese.
As soon as they start to sing, they're like, just cut it.
Oh my God. The scene where the baseball scene would be so funny because like they're about to cut
the music.
They cut and then all of a sudden they're wearing different clothes. They're wearing each other's
Look,
clothes.
Look, I don't dance. And then he just cuts in. They're just eating food next to each other. They're just completely fine with each other hanging out.
He's like, where'd you learn how to do that? Little League.
Little League. No, Little yeah, Island. Then it's even more gay because yeah. You're just like, what were they doing? Even more.
I 2, like a 2.5 2.
Out of 10.
A High School Musical 2.
2.2. Yeah, High School Musical 2.
2.2.
High School Musical
1. That's generous.
High School Musical 1.
You gave it like a 0, High School Musical 1.
I think I did, yeah.
You gave it like 0 points.
I would say, yeah, this is the review for both of them now. Just
okay.
Like, where it's like a combination where it's like...
It's starting to... Once you complete the trilogy, you're going to give a
maybe
even
it'll
higher
be a
ranking.
Maybe it'll be a 3 in the third one. Yeah,
oh,
I don't know
God,
why. I'm just watching their lives. Hopefully they don't just start working at, you know...
In and out.
You'll have to see the third one to see where they start working.
Yeah. Hopefully they're live.
I know.
Yeah. I'm worried about them, and I hope, you know, I mean, obviously, because Troy has no prospects for college, you know, and...
You'll find out in the third one.
None of them do.
And then he's going to definitely resent Gabriella later in life.
Yeah. You didn't let me go to that college that closed in 96.
And she's like, I didn't
that ghost college.
You up. Yeah. Now we got 5 kids. We live in an RV.
High School Musical 3, they have a baby. Oh, I
he's
fucking
like,
knew it.
I had a chance back at that golf club.
What golf?
What
golf
yeah,
club?
What golf club?
What golf?
He's like,
talking?
U of A? She's yeah. Like, oh my God, not this again.
Yeah.
Did you take your medication?
Yeah, U of A has been closed.
I don't want to have to call the doctor
for 20
again,
years.
Please. Yeah. I don't want to call the psychiatrist.
Yeah, U of A has been closed for 20 years.
You're talking about Gabriella. The tall man.
Yeah, the tall man. Basketball. You never played basketball. You were never good at basketball.
Look, you keep talking about Slender Man like he's real.
Yeah.
He's not real.
What do you got, Al? I don't know. Yeah, I probably
that's for the aliens.
Yeah.
I think that's.
I was probably too generous, but there's no going back. I can't change my score.
there's
definitely
there's
too generous.
You want to change it? Now?
Yeah.
I think there was a prime number hidden in that sound wave. You could probably decode, and that would be my score.
Alan gave it a 5.
five a prime number.
It, oh.
Yes.
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 I'll give the movie.
This was your choice. This
what
is your trilogy that you're letting us watch. You're making us watch.
Letting us.
You're letting
you're
us
letting
watch.
Letting us watch.
You're giving
allowing
us the opportunity.
Us. Thank you for the. I'll give it a.
Ooh.
I'll give it a. I'll give it like a 2.
That's what I'm.
Wait, I gave it a higher score.
No, I'm gonna give it a 2. I'm giving it a 2 as well.
I think
I
the first
it.
One has better songs. I think the first one has
they
more
are,
memorable
they
songs.
They both blend in the same world of I of like songs
I,
to me, everything. I would say, you know
the
what I would say?
Primarily like the
maybe
Ryan
my, maybe my
being
score is,
more gay in this.
Yeah, maybe,
that's why I'm giving it 2.
Maybe my score is based off of like adding up what I should have given the first one, like 1.1. This one's a 1.1 added to a 2.2.
All right,
you know
how about
2.5?
That
and
sounds
each,
more reasonable.
No, you can go lower. I mean, it's not a big deal, but it's just
no,
funny.
No, give
like
it a 3.
Each, wait, no, you can't go higher.
3.5. 3.5.
No, this is too high now.
4?
Too high.
4? Do I hear 4?
Did you 4.5.
Did you
even give Spider-Man that? Oh, my God.
I gave... Oh, yeah. I don't want it to be higher than Spider-Man. I think Spider-Man was like a 4.5 or something. I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
Or 4 or something.
Yeah.
I'll... yeah, no. How about 2.5? I'll just stick with that.
Okay. It's whatever. Whatever one you want to believe, he believes in it. His original thought was 2, though. So just to give you a heads up,
I think the songs are more memorable than the first one, but I like that they gave Ryan an arc.
Getting your head in the game is definitely more memorable, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
Gotta get your head in the game.
Summer loving,
that was definitely a more memorable
summertime
one.
Summertime
and the living's easy.
He's just gonna sing
the
summer
living's
song.
Easy.
Thanks for listening to High School Musical 2 episode.
Yep. Thanks for following me on TikTok at A Ghost Full of Sugar and
Nice. And Max Zidey on Instagram and Spotify.
Max Zidey.
Spotify.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.